A year after hospitals began discouraging Medicaid patients from making unnecessary emergency room visits, the results are promising. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna has this update.
A new state report shows the number of unnecessary visits to ERs in Washington fell by 10% last year. Dr. Nathan Schlicker is an ER physician at St. Joseph's Hospital in Tacoma. He worked with the state to change hospital practices and enforce the idea that emergency rooms are for emergencies.
A 10% reduction is, you know, almost unprecedented. And so to see this kind of result is already dramatically encouraging. We hope to build upon them and continue to make some pretty historic improvements.
The drop translates to more than $33 million in cost savings. For years, Medicaid costs have been rising. In 2012, the state threatened to stop paying for ER visits considered non-critical. Doctors and hospitals balked at the plan and sued. What followed was a compromise. Hospitals and ER physicians came up with strategies to lower ER use. Hospitals had to sign up for online tools so doctors could access patients' medical records. This allowed them to see where patients have been for medical care and what kind of drugs they've been prescribed. This was a way to screen for narcotic-seeking patients. State Representative Eileen Cody says she's pleased with the success of those efforts. As a nurse, she looks forward to even more improvements.
I would say that we always are looking for more, but we're happy that we have met the savings assumptions that we first started out with.
There are still ongoing challenges for the state Medicaid program. About 80% of high users of ERs have mental health issues, and the next step is to better coordinate their care. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.